From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he approaches the end of a series of studies in Paul's epistle to the Colossians, Dr. Cairns is addressing the subject of living in the experience of God's power. In chapter 1, verse 28, Paul summarized his ministry, seeking to produce fully mature Christians. In verse 29, the text for this message, he says, "Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily." As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, New Testament Christianity was real because God was at work. Where God is working, there is power. We see, first of all, that God's people experience His power in salvation. Paul makes it clear that Christians are energized by the Holy Spirit. Unsaved people are energized by Satan, and this explains why the world is in such a state today. Apostate churches and councils have no answer for this. The solution lies in Christ manifesting His power in the midst of His church. Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Promise of a Future Meeting. The text is John chapter 16 and verse 22. I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. Surely He will come a second time, and then when He sees us and we see Him, there will be rejoicings indeed. Oh, for that joyous return! But this promise is being daily fulfilled in another sense. Our gracious Lord has many agains in His dealings with us. He gave us pardon, and He sees us again and repeats the absolving word as fresh sins cause us grief. He has revealed to us our acceptance before God, and when our faith in that blessing grows a little dim, He comes to us again and again and says, Peace be unto you, and our hearts are glad. Beloved, all our past mercies are tokens of future mercies. If Jesus has been with us, He will see us again. Look upon no former favor as a dead and buried thing to be mourned over, but regard it as a seed sown, which will grow and push its head up from the dust and cry, I will see you again. Are the times dark because Jesus is not with us as He used to be? Let us pluck up courage, for He will not be long away. His feet are as those of a roe or young hart, and they will soon bring Him to us. Wherefore, let us begin to be joyous, since He says to us even now, I will see you again.
When He shall come, resplendent in His glory, to take His own from off His hill of night, away I know the joy at His appearing. Only at dawn to walk with Him in white.
And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want you to know that we appreciate very much the response from those of you who listen regularly to these broadcasts, and especially to those who take the time to contact us to let us know that you're being blessed by the programs. Among the various publications that we offer on Let the Bible Speak, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue will be The Risen Christ. The articles will include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the country of Poland, as well as a report of what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why does a good God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Consider what Paul says to the Ephesians in chapter 2. According to him, unsaved men walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now energizes in the children of disobedience. Now that's a plain enough statement. Every man who is dead in sin is dominated by the devil. Every man who is unsaved, unconverted, unregenerate has energizing within him that evil spirit that prompts the children of disobedience. And that's a reference to Satan. So unsaved men and women are energized by a satanic power. That's Paul's teaching in Ephesians 2. On the other hand, according to our text, saved men labor according to the energy of God, energizing effectually in them with divine power. So in other words, we are all subject to spiritual control. Now, I'm not preaching some sort of dualism by which power is shared between God and Satan. That's not what the Bible teaches. Even Satan himself is subject to the absolute control of the Lord. But according to my Bible, Satan is that spirit who now energizes an unsaved man. Satan does blind the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan does deceive and seduce sinners, and he uses them as his instruments in spiritual rebellion to their own utter ruin. Now, I don't really have too much time to go down this avenue this morning, but there is here a solemn thought that we would do well to take note of. Every man who lives in disobedience to the gospel, and that includes you, no matter how religious, no matter how upright he claims to be, or maybe according to the standards of man, actually is. No matter what religious experience he has had, every man who is outside of Jesus Christ and living in disobedience to God and his gospel is spiritually energized by the prince of darkness. You remember how Paul applied this to the Christians in Ephesus. They were in a great battle. They could see their enemy as the enemy appeared in human form. They could see the men and the women who were against them, who were plotting their destruction. They could see the politicians and the military governors who were seeking their ruin. They could identify their enemies. But Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Those people that you see, yes, they are your enemies. They are seeking to overthrow you. They are seeking to destroy you. I'm not denying that. But Paul is saying, look a little further. If it were only human power that you were battling, that would be bad, but there's something terribly worse here. Listen, he says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. What are we wrestling against? We're wrestling against principalities and powers. Those are words that appear in the writings of the apostle to describe the unseen forces that are at work in this world, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're dealing with satanic fury. You know, my friend, that in part, and I do say in part, for it's not the whole story, You must never blame the devil to such an extent that you deny the total depravity of human nature. Men are willfully wicked sinners. That's why I said they're responsible before God for every word, thought, deed, motive, and action that they do. So that is true, but in part this satanic activity in every unconverted heart is an explanation of the chaotic state of the world. The devil is certainly viciously active. You can see it all around you. But if you're not saved, you can see it within you as well. And he will be increasingly active as time goes on. At least, should I say, his activity will be increasingly manifest. I'm tempted at this point to step off, especially as we come to Memorial Day, to talk about the follies of the U.S. government, the filth of that government, the ungodliness of that government. At this point in time, an Episcopalian chaplain to the U.S. Navy is on court martial for the immense crime as a Christian minister of praying and having the audacity to use the name of Jesus Christ. This country trembles on the verge of destruction, not because of Arab terrorists, vile though they may be in their hatred, but eaten from the inside with its own godless corruption and its own anti-Christian apostasy. We are now reaching the stage, and mark my words, I may not be alive and around to see it all come to pass, but there are people here, I believe, who will see it. We are now reaching the stage where, having failed at church level, the great ecumenical dream of syncretism, one world religion, religion that brings everything down to a common level, is going to be imposed by fiat from Washington. That's where we're headed. Satan's at work. Did you ever think you would live to see the day when a Christian minister would be ordered by his superior officers never to use the name of Jesus if there were people present who did not profess that name? I don't think that the men who died gave their lives for syncretistic, hellish apostasy. But that's where we are. Well, the devil is certainly at work, not only on a national level, on an international level. You think it's bad here, you just want to go to Britain. You hardly find a Christian minister who's a chaplain in the forces there. And that goes back for many years. They're few and far between. And it's true in an individual level. Now, here's the point. Obviously, only a superior spiritual power can set men free from that satanic dominion. You remember the words of the Lord Jesus in Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 20 through 22. If I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. In other words, the Lord Jesus is saying, and he's painting a picture of himself and of his own work here, Satan is in possession of a stronghold. He's armed to the teeth. His defenses are all in place. His agents are very active. Now, the only possible way to dislodge him is for one who is stronger than the strong man to come and overthrow him. I spoke for a moment, and I'm not going to elaborate much on this at all, but I spoke for a moment upon the national apostasy and the national scene. People keep asking, what hope is there in America today? And I keep telling you, and I've said this for years, elect all the good men you can to Congress and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, do not put your trust in princes. They will fail you right down the line. And anything that can be gained by human power, political or otherwise, can be just as quickly lost. What we need is a superior power, the power of the living God, the power of the living Christ, the power of the living gospel. That's what we need in America today. That's what we need throughout our churches today. That's what we need from sea to shining sea, the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, wherein Christ, who is stronger than the strong man, comes in and expels that power. And I want to tell you, until and unless our living God does that, everything else will simply entrench satanic power in the nation, and it will not overthrow it. What is true in the nation is true in the church. We are living to witness an unbelievable apostasy in the professing Christian church. The great denominations of Christendom are totally ungodly. Oh, there may be a saved man here and there. I'm in no position to deny that. But they are given to apostasy. They are in total denial of truth. They are in league with the devil. They are energized by Satan. I have absolutely no compunction in saying, if I believe this Bible, and I do, then organizations like the World Council of Churches, like the National Council of Churches, and you could go down a whole lot of other organizations that may or may not mean something to you, so I'll leave them off the list. Not because they don't deserve to be there, but because they may mean nothing to you. They're doing the devil's work, and they're energized by that prince of darkness. If you believe this Bible, that's what apostasy is. It's evil men energized by an evil spirit. As Paul put it to the Corinthians, preachers of another gospel and another Jesus, impelled by another spirit, and they're in the church. What's the answer? The answer is not a new council of churches. Now, I'm not against councils of churches. The Free Presbyterian Church in North America is a constituent member of the American Council of Christian Churches. And I thank God for the stand that that council takes for truth and for the work it does in exposing the error that's going on in our day. I'm not against God's people getting together. In fact, the Free Church has always taken the position, let us bring together without compromising the great fundamentals of the faith. Let us bring together men and women, be they Presbyterian, Methodist, Baptist, Episcopal, or whatever, who are separated unto the gospel, who are given to God, and who are willing to take their stand for truth. We have always taken that stand, and we continue to take that stand. But a new council is not the answer to apostasy. What is the answer? It is the one who is stronger than the strong man again entering his church. It is Christ arising and coming in with power to work the work of converting, saving grace through the ministry of his people. This is the answer.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.